Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara in the very bottom and going on to Amud Beis tells us that there are three mitzvahs that require lachem. One of them is the mitzvah of lulav. It says lakachnim lachem b'yom arishom, that you must own the dalmidim in order to b'yotzei the mitzvah. The second mitzvah, the pasuk says reishis arisoseichem, that you have to own the dough in order to have a freshes challah. And the third mitzvah is matzah. So Gemara asks, matzah, does it say matzaschem, that you have to own the matzah? And the Gemara invokes a gzer shav, it says lechem, lechem oni, it says by matzah, and it says lechem ha'aretz by challah. We have a gzer shav. Just like the dough must be owned, so to the matzah must be owned as well. So Sfas Emes here on the spot asks a question. He says, Lafize, according to this Gemara, Tzichin lizahir b'matzah shel mitzvah shu'a matzah shelo. You must own it. You must own the matzah, must pay for the matzah out of your own pocket. And he says, according to this, the oreach, the guest, who's on the shulchan of the Baal Bayis, so many people have many guests over for the Seder, so the Baal Bayis, tzarech litein lo ha-Baal Bayis ha-matzah b'matana. When the Baal Bayis gives out the matzah, he must say to the guest that this is yours, you must own it. It's not simply saying, allowing them to eat. It's not enough by them coming into the house and it's understood that the food that comes to their plate is theirs. He must be maknit over to them. He says, Tzarech lios shelo mamish. He must have full ownership. That's what he says. And ha'olam ein nizhar bazem. People are not makbid on this. So he writes, Bederech Efshar, in the brackets, the Sfas Emes says, maybe there's somech on the das of the rush, shehitir lekadish betabash sheula hadaita hacha yavle, shiucha latzeis bo. A person lends a ring, you're allowed to get married because it's understood that you lend the ring in order to get married, in order that the chasen own it. So too here as well, when you allow a person in the house, the understanding is that any food that comes to his plate or her plate becomes theirs, and they're requiring this din, this requirement of lachem, of matzaschem, if you will. Now others are makbid that before the Seder begins, they're makbid to say, any matzah that comes to your plate is going to be yours, you will own it. Ah, it's a problem how you do this on Yontif. You can't give matana on Yontif. So the post can talk about other contexts. Then when it comes to Davar Mitzvah, a Tzarech Mitzvah, you are able to makna. So the best practice really to avoid the Shaila is to say before Pesach that any matzah that comes to your plate is yours. If it wasn't done before Pesach, one could say it on Yontif itself. And if a person doesn't say that, you can rely on this rush that's understood that any food that comes to your plate, any matzah that comes to your plate, is understood to be yours.